Hello and welcome back this Saturday, March the 7th, 2015, Lent 16. We continue in Ephesians chapter 4, today reading verses 30 through 32, and it says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you." So I think this first part of this text, in verse 30, talking about when we were marked and sealed with the day of redemption, I bet you can probably figure out when that day was. And I focused on that a little bit in the month of January. You know, we were talking about the importance of baptism, and in the waters of baptism, as you might recall during the ritualistic ceremony, you know, we do intentionally mark on your forehead and seal that with the sign of the cross with oil, and we use oil as a means of remembering how it was done in the Old Testament. Oil was a way of anointing someone to kind of like putting a stamp on something and to make that seal forever. The day of redemption, of course, we don't know, but we do know that Christ promises to come again, and we pray for Christ's return. And we know that when we are marked, you know, that we are sealed and we have been delivered on account of what Christ has done. And so, signed, sealed, delivered, that song is going through my head right now, as I hope it is yours, because that is certainly a reality for us. You know, putting away all bitterness and wrath and anger and slander and anything that with all malice, you know, basically Paul is saying here, we need to put aside all negative things, and that's not an easy task to do in our society today. As I mentioned a couple days ago, you know, our society is kind of grown into a very negative realm. And it's a challenge to oftentimes stay in a positive light and to not use negative words and to try to see positiveness, especially when someone is constantly in a negative place. It can be a real challenge to overcome that. But I think the way that we do that is being able to rise above it. It's kind of like when you are trying to swim, right? You can choose, you know, to hold your breath and swim under the water, or you can swim up and come out of the water and breathe freely. And I think that's it's a perfect analogy of what Paul is trying to get at here. Being able to swim up above all the negativity and to stay in the positive light is what we are called to be. And I think how we do that, of course, is through prayer and through constant intentional prayer for God to be with you during those times so that you can overcome it, so that you possess the strength and the endurance to be able to withstand whatever comes your way. And later on in Ephesians, we'll get to my favorite verse, which is another way for you to kind of overcome that, and that'll come in chapter 6, so I'm going to save that for another time. So the last part here, of course, is talking about being kind to one another, and the importance of that. You know, kindness is one of those words when someone asks, you know, can you describe another person? How many times do you hear the word kindness? It's almost one of those things that's kind of being lost today, and I hope when people speak about me, they use those words, but not so sure if that's necessarily a truth or not. But, you know, when we are kind, then we speak the truth in love. You know, we talked about that a few days ago. And being able to speak truth to one another and being able to love another person, being able to share compassion with another person, is an act of kindness. And I think that's what Paul is trying to get at here. You know, we talked a few days ago about the importance of forgiving one another because God forgave us. And forgives us all of our sins. But we know that everyday life, in our everyday life, we oftentimes forget that, which is why at the beginning of every service on Sunday, we begin with what? We begin with confession and forgiveness so that we can kind of be reminded of that promise and reminded that we are, in fact, forgiven so that we can receive the grace of God in the Lord's Supper. And that's an important thing for us to remember as we continue to think about God's grace for us. So just a reminder before I end tonight with prayer, don't forget to spring forward tonight if you plan on being at church tomorrow. Just wanted to remind you about that. So spring forward and set your clocks tonight before you go to bed. So let us pray. Lord, fill us with your kindness, forgiveness, and grace, that we may share these gifts and point people to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.